You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You know, and so I think there's coming a time, like I said, I believe that I have a calling in the future where this music's going to take place, but it's not going to be exalting any individual. I can mention names. I'm not going to mention famous people in the Christendom, but I think it's going to be the Holy Spirit is going to visit groups of people that are truly stepping in to true praise and worship, not being led by somebody who's swallowing the microphone. It is the job of someone to initiate praise and then disappear so that collectively, as a whole, a group of people are praising and worshiping God, and then the Shekinah glory will visit, and there'll be healings and demonstrations of his power. You know?
Amen. I believe that it's, you know, the days of celebrity, I believe, are over. It's, I know the Lord has been dealing with me about being humble, and I don't think that I have a lot of pride, and I think I'm humble, but I the Lord's been dealing with me, so I'm asking the Lord, Father, are there areas of arrogance in me that I need to deal with, that we need to work on together and get rid of? Because, you know, as you know, being on the radio, you become some kind of celebrity, actually, and people know you, and, you know, they want to exalt you, you know? And I don't want to be exalted because it was Jesus. I know me. I am not I'm not that good. Jesus is that good, but I'm not. And God just, you know, he gets all the glory, and that's what I want in my life, that he gets all the glory and not me. And are there things that I'm holding on to? And you were talking about judgment a little while ago, not to judge people, and God's been dealing with me about that, too, that, you know, they're God's people, and it's up to him to judge them, not me. Yeah. I am to love them with the love of the Lord and pray for them. If I see them in error, if they're doing things that are, you know, like this whole, you know, big celebrity kind of deal that keeps going on, you know, pray for them that they'll become humble in the sight of the Lord and lay aside those things that of worldliness that so many of them have probably caused people to stumble because they see all the flamboyance, you know, the big houses and the jets and, you know, expensive cars and all this stuff. And it's, you know, that's not where it's at. We need to humble ourselves,
you know,
in the sight of the Lord.
The word humility. When I was interviewing Dr. Graham, I broached the subject of humility. And you know what happened? He leaned in and looked me in the eye and says, well, Rhett, if we're talking about it, we haven't got it.
Uh-oh.
Is that amazing? He's like, so I need to change the subject. I changed the subject, of course.
Yeah.
But, it's humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less often.
Right. I like that definition. That's very good.
Yeah, not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less often. And I stay away from judgment, you know, even with the ministers that I don't like, whether they're on TV or radio. I'll tell you why. Because do you remember that John and James, the sons of Zebedee, were traveling with Jesus now? It's been a couple of years, and they said, hey, these dudes are over here and they're preaching about you, but they're not doing it like you do. And shall we pull down the fire of heaven to consume them? And Jesus said, the Son of Man hath not come to destroy men's lives, but to save men's lives. And then he said, he who is not against me, is for me. So, you know, there's one positive thinking preacher that's on TV, and I like the guy. And people are putting him down and saying because he doesn't talk about hell enough. And I say, and I saw this famous minister talking down about him. I said, go find your own ministry. Stay away. Do not judge. First of all,
amen.
We are all the property of God. I'm the property
right.
of God. You're the property of God. That minister is the property of God. Do not judge another man's possession. And mm-hmm. God, you shall not lord it over God's inheritance. I'm God's inheritance. You're God's inheritance. And some people have a gift of encouragement. Others, you know, I mean, you know, we just need to stop judging because, you know, when they brought that lady who had been involved in adultery to Jesus, and the law was if you caught
uh-huh.
a woman in
oh,
adultery,
yeah.
you could stone
right.
her. So they're trying to catch Jesus and said, hey, what should we, the Pharisees said, what should we do with this woman? Shouldn't we stone her? And he knew in his heart that they're trying to catch him here. And he says, okay, you can stone her to death, but let the first stone come from one of you that doesn't have this sin. And they all dropped the rocks and went home. And
so walked away.
Said, where are your, you know, it's like, you know, Jesus didn't go around judging people. He went around forgiving people. And of course, the humor is John and James, the son of Zebedee, came along the next day, and Jesus says, hey, how are the sons of thunder this morning? It's humor.
Mm-hmm.
And from henceforth, he calls them the sons of thunder because they want to consume
yep.
other people. That's
important. We are so quick to judge, and I have to, like, point several fingers back at myself because over the years I have been judgmental toward various ministries that I've seen that have, especially back in the 80s when there was a lot of national coverage of a couple of ministries that quote-unquote fell for sin. And, you know, so, well, can't have anything to do with them. They should be defrocked or, you know, whatever. They can't preach anymore or do anything. But God's been dealing with me about that. You can't. You have to pray for them and intercede on their behalf. You don't know what kind of, I'm not even sure, I would say stress, whatever, that they're under being the celebrities that they are.
Yeah.
And I know you've experienced a little bit of that. Floyd and I experienced a little bit of that. It puts a lot of pressure on a person when people look at you as a quote-unquote celebrity. And these people are like national celebrities. So, I mean,
yeah.
I can't even imagine the kind of scrutiny that they're under. And, you know, it's just a tough. My quote, this is Nancy's verse here, God did not intend any of us to be celebrities. You know, he is the celebrity. We are, you know, we're just his ambassadors or whatever, his spokesman, and we are to emulate him, and part of that is to be humble and not be lifted up. So it's, I've had to learn not to be so judgmental, not to, but to intercede and to stand in the gap for these people and to pray for them
and believe God
for their ministries.
And for others, because God loves, you know, a broken and contrite heart. It is written, a broken and contrite heart the Lord will not despise. A smoldering candle he will not snuff
uh-huh.
out. A bruised reed he will not break. So if anybody's listening to this broadcast right now, and maybe you've been arrogant in the past like I was and can still be, but, you know, and then you come to him at a time when you're broken, and he could go, yeah, I remember you, Rhett, when you were arrogant and self-centered and self-seeking and blah, blah, blah. But no, you come to him broken. He says, I'm not going to remember your past. You're a bruised
uh-huh.
reed. I will not break you. You're a smoldering candle, Rhett. I will not snuff you out. I love you. Yep. You're broken and contrite, and that's a sweet fragrance in my nostrils. Now maybe we can move forward, and you're ready to listen to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, so. Amen. We're all broken unto the Lord, and it's His business, really, to fix us. And that's why He went to the cross. When you think about the price that He paid, going to that cross, shedding His blood, the suffering, the shame of hanging there in public humility and dying this horrible, painful death so that we can become in right standing with God. That's enough to humble a person right there, I would think. And we have to keep looking at that, keep focused on the cross. That's where the price was paid. That's where He took the price for our sins, that we can have fellowship with God. And in spite of our sins, another song that I love is, and I always go right in the middle of it, if you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you'd know the reason why I love Him so. And I know in my life that's the truth. I know where I was. I know what I was.
Amen.
But God has brought me to a different place, a place of right standing with Him that I could not do for myself. It was impossible.
Amen.
If I could have done it for myself, He didn't have to come. You know. And I can never thank Him enough for that. I can never thank Him enough.
Me either. Well, listen, Nancy, we're out of time for today. Nancy Dykeman, I love you in the Lord. Nancy, it was a broadcast.
And I love you too, Rhett. I haven't seen you in years, but it's good to reconnect and know that God has been good to you and that you're doing the work of the Lord. And it's good to reconnect with so many people that, you know, I've known from way back and, you know, see that God is moving in so many lives. It's wonderful.
Yeah. All right, Nancy Dykeman, let's make sure we talk again in the near future. God bless you. And I'll be praying.
And God bless you, Rhett,
and
your family.
Thank you, Nancy Dykeman,
giving me the opportunity to share with your folks down there in Florida.
I appreciate
it. God bless.
God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. And we can be found at Indian River Real Estate LLC.com or on Facebook.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And the celebration.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with a baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And before she knew what she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass, she saw both the lights flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. And she cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance.
Long way, and you'll come running, and I. just a lesson learned. This passion is an all-consuming fire, and I am just the fuel it burns. So I'm not giving up on you. I could not go back if I wanted to. Staggered steps, you're the beating heart pulsing in my chest. And when morning breaks on my resting place, I will know it then when I see your face. Oh, that every promise was true.
Like the ocean pirate. broken soul can be reborn, and greater things are still in store for us, for us. Like the fire in the night, like the ocean parted wide, like the grave empty inside, you will see he still does.
Experience Resurrection Life.
Listen to what's going on inside of you. There's a kingdom in there. God's trying to get something to you. Keep on going. You can't see your way. But when you get there, there'll be strength for that. There'll be a door open. There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
I've been waiting for the answers to come, to understand your ways and not run from, to get a glimpse inside the realm of the unseen.
I can see your love. I see you looking out for me. All I wanna do is thank you.
Up on a mountain, see you in everything, like stars I'm counting. The streets of gold or just mud and gravel, you're always with me on this road I travel. The straight and narrow goes up and down, and don't leave a place for me to turn around in. But I can make it cause you're waving me through, yeah. I see the signs that I do. Watching over me and every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you looking out for me, and all I want to do is and thank you, thank you, oh, thank you, thank you.
That's right.
Help I can use or none to speak of. No way I'm gonna lose it. I trust in your love. Whatever comes, I'd rather face it all together. I see a clue, know it's you, I remember.
I see you watching over me, and every day another way that I can see your love. And I see you looking out for me, and all I wanna do is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's right.
embrace your truth. I am consumed with passion for you.
From sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. When we talk about having a heart for Hollywood, that includes all the creatives. A creative could be a visual artist, could be a writer, a musician, a storyteller, could also be a filmmaker, an actor, even the makeup artist. God loves creative people. In the beginning, He created. The master creator. He created the heavens and the earth. And in the words of George Bernard Shaw, imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire. You will what you imagine. And at last, you create what you will. In Exodus 31, we come across the character Bezalel, and we have his friend Aholiab, and God is speaking to them. This is his first commissioned work of art recorded in the Bible. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding and knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Moreover, I have appointed Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I have commanded you." God used these artisans to make beautiful his ark, his temple. He was speaking through his own creative methods to his people in works of art. Today, we still have artists that are speaking God's heart. We need to support these artists in prayer. It's a very difficult place to be an artist in Hollywood, to be a writer, to be a filmmaker, an actor, to be that makeup artist. But those are the people that we're praying for right now. So, Lord, I just want to thank you that you have given us role models, creative gifts, the desire to be creative and to be just like you. Help me to celebrate the creative leaders in Hollywood, for you have made them also in your image. And let us pray for Hollywood, and we will see the change in culture to follow. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture. Thank you.
faithful.
Have passed with pain and fear for what that
Jesus forever, my song will be here. Yeah, I'm living in freedom. You've taken my burdens away. Jesus forever, my song will be only for you. For the cross that you bore and the debt that you paid, for the victory you won over death and the grave. This is the reason I sing, for the hope that you give and the joy that you bring, for the promise that heaven is waiting for me. This is the reason I sing. I will not be silent. Ooh, I'll testify of your grace. Jesus forever, my song will be you, only for you. For the cross that you bore and the debt that you paid, for the victory you won over death and the grave. This is the reason I sing, for the hope that you give and the joy that you bring, for the promise that heaven is waiting for me. This is the reason I sing, yeah. So good, so good, you're so good to me.
Darkness on this cold and winding road, this burden of fear that we carry has become too much to hold. Lift us up on wings of comfort, for we need you to hold us through the night. Sweet surrender, we lay our lives in your hands. Do with them as you will, our Father, but hold us still. Guard our lives from things we can't see, terrors that have torn us from the light. Be our fortress and our counselor, our shelter in this holy fight. Fill us up with words of comfort, for we need you to lead us through the dark. Sweet surrender, we lay our lives in your hands. Do with them as you will, our Father, but hold us still. We lift our eyes to you.